Black House Talk.
Black House Talk.
Black House Talk. Oh, our guest's rude. Doesn't respect us.
No respect
for the craft. Yeah, we're back. We've been away. Our first show in 2020, Prof. What have you been doing?
Yeah, 2020.
Happy 2020.
Happy 2020, everybody listening.
Is it the first show this year?
Yeah.
It's our first episode this year. Zishin.
Good. So Spotify, for all of Radio DR, how many hours did you do or minutes?
We did 5,300 minutes on Radio DR.
All of Radio DR.
All of Radio DR. Shout out to Radio DR. We did 90 episodes. It was a lot. We're still pushing. We'll do 90 more this year.
Still all free labor.
Yeah. It's petty legend here, and I'm saying,
legend before the internet.
Yeah. If this guy had the internet blowing up, this guy would be like bigger than David Tlale. I promise you. Special Sun Electrelo, aka Temperature. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
You good?
Thank you.
Tell the people what you do. Still to do, man.
Nah, go for it, dude.
Go for it. By some weird miracle.
Well, it's not even that much. Do you think it's that much?
I think it's Sunday, a lot.
You know, life is funny because you know you do things like one bit at a time.
Yeah, bro.
And when people look at the sum of all the actions, it's like, whoa, what's a lot? But to you, it's like, but no, it's just one day at a time. So, it's a lot.
I met you, your story was like, from now, probably like, yo, so far into it. I'm like, damn, he did that? Damn, he did that? So when I walked around with respect to you, NJ.
Hey, but the whole thing, you see, with the crazy life of being a creative, I think like most of the times when people get to a point in time where they actually see themselves much and not the work, then I think that's when you don't even progress at that point in time.
What, in terms of noticing all the work that you've actually done?
Yeah, but like, that's when you start looking at you now.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
That's when you start looking at you.
Okay, so what, you're afraid of actually acknowledging the amount of work that you've done because you're afraid that it might... No, I'm asking. You're afraid that like it might pacify you from actually...
It's just like that, bro. Like, it's just like that. Like, I'm even worse at taking compliments, you know? You understand? Even with such an intro like that, you know, you sit there and being chucked and it's like, okay, cool. You joke, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? You know? I'm just like that. I've been like that.
Yeah.
I just feel as if like that's one thing that I just did constantly. You know, I work 7 days. So I work 7 days a week.
Yeah. So are you afraid that... like one day, should you feel like you've made it, you feel like the drive, the fuel, that fire that's inside you is just going to switch off. Like, oh my gosh, it's not in me anymore.
Hey, bro. I wish the time never comes. Because like with me, like my work is everything. My work is everything, yeah. Still till this day. You understand?
Hasn't it almost like killed you a few times? Has it almost killed you a few times?
Ah, this guy goes. And I'm not even going to lie. Like, I crashed a few times, you know.
Because you worked too hard.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was the thing. I remember, like, the fourth time I came in, I went to my doctor. My doctor was like, you see, the next thing we're going to do now, we need to call social workers and tell people that you're a danger to yourself, you know?
Danger to yourself.
Yeah, it was like a day in a week. Yeah. Just take a day in a week, sit down, chill, you know? But I never did. I never did.
Like, screw the doctor.
I think it got to a point. Where it got to a point where you crash again, you know, and it's just like, shit, what's going on, you know?
So, what, at this point in time, do you feel like you found more of a balance versus?
I think the one thing, like, I took like a year and a half break, and then do shit. Like, I just did other things.
Oh yeah, how much money you got saved? Damn,
nah, bro. But like, it wasn't that type of. But it was like, okay, cool. Let me just do other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Let me try and do other stuff because you need to think about it.
Were you working on that NGO during that time? Were you working on that NGO during that time?
Yep. We'll get to that. So
then I'm curious. I'm gonna jump straight into this. Way I'm like, so did the shrooms help in terms of?
we're gonna get there, but like that's like now, bro. Like we still got like from 2017 up to, you know, and you just want to get to the good shit. And you lost the plug anyway, so. You know what I'm trying to say? Who loses a plug?
For now.
Who loses a plug? You know? Go off grid too and find him. Go off grid and find him. Yeah, bro. Like, I took a year and a half break. We actually did branding, but like, it was just like a company. It was so off grid too.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you look at like DFF, Devon Fashion Fair,
yeah,
that's like the one where my life just upscaled after that, you know, like with that whole trip going to Italy and seeing all that shit, you know. But,
dude.
At that time, I'm talking about what, like,
story, bro.
Wait, I'm talking about when, like, literally, I took a break. I did something else, cause like with DFF, it's been alive for probably like 5-6 years.
Are you behind DFF?
Wait, I'm telling you, I'm trying to get to something.
So what? Much anticipation,
dude, you know.
Let's go.
With DFF gave me my stage, you know.
Yeah,
DFF gave me my stage.
Okay, wait.
You know,
let's tell. I feel like there's a lot to let's unfold. Let's go to the beginning as far as possible. Maybe pre 2010 before you, like, what happens pre 2010? High school, you got a matric and you started sewing.
Nah, the thing is, I think it was at grade 11.
Yeah.
Grade 11. Well, I sketch very well too. I don't know if you know that part of me. Like, I like sketching a lot. I sketch a lot. That's one thing that I was really good at. And at that point in time, you're in a place where you actually like want stuff that you wanted. You understand? Because like, So at that time, because I was a creative guy, so I went around, looked for stuff that was cool. We started thrifting. I started thrifting at 14.
Yeah.
You know, started thrifting at 14, started thrifting. Like,
what year was that? What year was that?
I'm not even going to mention, bro. Come on.
he was thrifting before the song was out.
I know. I'm like trying to think.
Yeah, like, that's where it all started.
That's a really major life when you dropped that song.
Bro, I dropped that and it just, you know, I did that. And then I met this guy, Ubani. Weaver, he was a designer.
Yeah.
You understand? Because like, I needed stuff for my dance and everything like that. So I went to him, grade 12. I sketched something for myself. I'm just about W. M. Laz.
Sure.
One of the best designers I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Weaver.
Weaver.
Yeah. Okay. That's his name.
Is he still Durban based?
Oh. Hey, bro. Apparently, he went to Joburg, and I do not know the story. But, like, I went to him looking for something specific. You get what I'm trying to say? Because he was that good. So I went to him. He saw my designs, and he said, it was like, shit, this is dope. You drew this. I'm like, yeah. He was like, okay, cool. The one thing I'm going to tell you today, when you get off next year, go and do design.
Yeah.
You know? And then he did whatever it is I wanted. And listen to this. He did whatever I wanted. It was so dope. He actually ended up continuing doing the same shit that I did for other people, you know?
Yeah.
And it did a lot for him. So after that, I went in, man. I went in, designed straight. Good thing, like, he already will support a valley and the time I'm gonna problem, you know?
Sure.
Because at that time, it was pretty weird. It's like, Ish, this dude, you know, because academically, like, I wasn't that bad academically too. So they were like,
focus
on school, you know.
Yeah. Oh, why is playing the bed?
Aye, it's pulling me out.
You could just play Raji.
I went into that, bro. Like, I just went in. First year, I did that. I quit college. I just started working.
Hi, bro.
So wait, I'm
curious.
First 6 months.
You don't just, black kids don't just quit.
Yeah.
What was the trigger?
Let me tell you, like, after that with me, I think, well, I was actually jumping over that part, you know? Because when Kalani Oled at that time, you know? So my very first year of college, that's the same year she passed away type thing, you know? And after that, like, sexual amanji usu intwana.
I get being an adult.
Yeah.
Just like that.
So yeah. Like 0 to 100.
And another thing too, which was messed up, because I finished school early. I finished school at 16.
What?
So 17 I was in design school.
Oh, you understand? That's
when I quit and then I started working. I just started working. I started working from home, you know, doing people stuff in the neighborhood. Yeah. And it was quick too, you know. We did that. And then my dad was like, nah, come to PMB. Went and chilled in PMB for like a year.
Yeah.
Then after that, I was like, nah, I can't be chilling here. I need to go back to Durban. I need to do my thing.
Why couldn't you chill
like,
in PMB?
Nothing is happening.
Huh?
Why couldn't you?
It's not the same, bro. Well, at that time, too, it wasn't the same. I don't know about now, you know.
Okay.
Because I went to Cubana last year, and it was lit, so
yeah, the vibe is different. Shout out to PMB mom. He's always looking at
Is Cubana the
hella
litmus
fine.
Test?
Hella fine. Hella fine.
Got that booty, too.
Ah, hella fine, bro. So I came back, bro, and after that, like, I just started working.
Yeah.
I just started working here in town. I had a small little studio that I shared with, like, two friends. We started working together. Worked. And that's when I landed on the crime scene. Paper
what
cut. The crime scene.
The crime scene.
Hey.
Oh,
and that's how
okay,
I landed.
Cool. What's the crime scene, though?
Oh, just tell this joke.
It was Bet Center. Yes. It was Bet Center.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that time and how vibey that
yeah,
time was?
Yeah, I went to like five of them.
Bro,
but I still remember
bro.
All five of those every Sunday.
Because you think.
The crime scene blew up in Durban.
Yeah.
And like, there was just huge crime scene. The kids meeting.
Or crump.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like it just happened. It just happened.
Guess what?
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So it actually popped in Durban. Like it was a big thing. Yeah, and so like even I remember shooting videos.
Yeah. That scene was the one. I'm not even going to lie. Because it came out with a lot of champions, if you really think about it, you know. So went into that. Like that's when I met Paper Cuts, you know. Started hanging out a lot. So I moved around with him a lot. And he opened up a lot of things for me at that particular point, you know?
Sure. Yeah. That's the DJ,
yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Paper cut, yeah. That's when I met a lot of cats, you know, even going to the events, the type of events that he was
pointing
out.
But he did, like,
out.
Hype sessions back then as well, right?
Yeah. He's been on the cover, even done that mixtape vibe.
Yeah.
For hype.
Yeah.
You know, so Carter was in it, even at that particular point, you know? So I went out with him a lot. That's how I got to meet a lot of people. You know, like I always credit him as like, yo, we moved around with him and I was ready for the work. And that's around about the same time where I met Charlie, A1 Wolf, and that's when Run DBN started. You know, you remember. That's when Run DBN started. And there was like a whole nother vibe on itself. Cause now you're here doing clothes and then now you're doing events. You know, from that crumbsy, now you're at night and you're doing events. You know, that worked out in itself. I'm not even going to lie. You know, like, that's like some of the highlights of me growing up. It was very vibey. Yeah. You know, cats worked, you know. Nah, it was dope. Because it was such like, you know, a game changer for me. Because like, that's when I met a lot of people.
What,
like
what
the one.
What actually changed in your mind during that time that made you be like, okay, I'm going to work like this now, that made you go to the next level?
Nah, but the thing is, like, well, you're working with a team. You're working with a lot of people. You understand? Yeah. And there's certain things that you want to apply. There's a certain person that you want to be. You understand? Within a clique and in a movement, some of the shit will be restricted. You get what I'm trying to say? It will be restricted. And other things too, things that we did and or things that I wanted to do or the place that I wanted to be at that particular point, you know, because I still had a dream. That's another thing too that is always a problem. Like you jump into something else and then you end up getting caught up in that. But like, the one thing that fuels you and fuels your passion or your certain purpose in life is left behind there, you know? So with me, every time I stepped into something else, as good as it might be, I'd be like, yo, there's a mission that I need to finish. You understand? Yeah. So temperature is that situation right now at this point in time, you understand? I took that time and went into my cave. I chilled a bit. I did other things. Like I was getting to that with DFF, you know? Sim, there's this guy called Sim.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be like the program director for the whole thing. You understand? So he got to a point in time because he has a company on the side and he does like advertising for a lot of companies, even branding for DFF in itself. Yeah. So at that time, I think this is like 2017, we got a chance to actually do DFF, like the whole branding.
That's the Durban Fashion Fair.
That's Durban Fashion Fair.
Yeah.
That's the very same company that actually gave me my stage. Now I'm doing the whole branding. You get what I'm trying to say?
It was like, that's what I'm saying.
When I was quiet, that's what I did.
Showcase.
You understand? That's what I did. I was quiet. I did that. And then after that, the one thing that I tell you about, it always comes back. As much as the money was good, the fuel though, the one thing that fuels you, your brand, is always going to want you. And that's around about the same time where I was like, okay, cool, let me try to do something different. I handed over a proposal to Mark Hams, and luckily it was like, boom.
So
they chew on that. They chewed on that the first time.
Huh? It's the first time you went. It's just like.
Yeah. It, well, like, they've hit me up before,
They were doing some denim thingy, you know, some denim event. It was like a denim day type vibe. Invited me to the store. It's like, okay, cool, come do like customize shit, do whatever around denim too, you know. So I had this idea. I was like, okay, cool. What if I get students from DUT to handle that with me on that day, you know, and they were gonna pay them with vouchers and all of that. So I got a lot of students and we did that. But like that worked out so well. They hit me up in the future. They were like, yo, don't you wanna
do it again?
Do something with us, you know, instead. Like, we wanna,
cool, you
know, so it was like, yeah, bro. At that time, it came with that. So that was around about the same time when I started, like, I drew that whole plan to do like a full on custom bar with them, you know. And
it
was supposed to be 2 months. It was supposed to be 2 months. This is like last year. It was supposed to be, it was 2018.
So this is now.
Yeah, this is now, like, 2018.
This is just
like happening. I only just left them, when was it? Like now, in November.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be.
So you had like a proper run with them.
It was supposed to be 2 months though.
Is this a pop-up store within Markham?
Yeah. It was supposed to be 2 months. That's what I'm saying. But like those 2 months worked out so well, it ended up being a year and a half.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? And flying in and out too, and doing vibes in Cape Town, like pop-ups in Cape Town, Joburg, you know? No. But it's just like, yo, it was really awesome. But the relationship is still very good. Still very good. But like that one thing I told you about again, that fuel, it was like, yo, you got a mission to finish. So that's basically what I'm working on right now.
So what is your mission exactly?
Right now? In essence? Hey, bro, like the brand needs to be the best. Because, like, with me, my ideal situation, like, I'll tell you something. Like, people always think it's corny, but I always tell them, like, Mina, my greatest achievement in this life is to have a successful family.
Yeah.
And for me to have a successful family, I need to be the best at what I do.
Yeah.
Because I got to keep that family afloat. You get what I'm trying to say? So I just got to that point. That's why I probably, like, even with all the switch-ups in the career, because you think about it, you start thinking, it's like, nah, let me just jump up a step above. I worked at Mark Hamm's for like a full year and a half, and I got to understand the dynamics of like thriving commerce. You get what I'm trying to say? It was thriving commerce, bro. And you're sitting there and you're looking at this big machine, and you're sitting there, you're like, shit, I've been such a small fry.
How this is whole that time? Awakening though? Like, because it's a blessing and a curse. It's like, oh, I'm lucky I'm in here to see this. So what do I do with this information?
Hey, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the risk that I took, even like terminating the contract last year, nobody would easily do that. But I did that. I was like, nah, because I got to go back to my machine, you know?
Yeah.
I
still building got the...
You got the information you needed.
Bro, like, you understand? If we were doing this at my crib, you'd see the stuff that we're doing right there. Right now. It's your cool stuff. It's too much. It's your cool stuff, bro. Nah. You're going to see. But I still got to talk to you about that commerce, the e-commerce vibe.
Yeah. I'm always available. We'll talk about that.
There's a collaboration I'm working on right now. It's going to be pretty epic. Because like what I want to do with stuff that I'm going to be doing now moving forward, I'm not going to stock it anywhere.
Yeah.
No stores, no whatever.
Yeah, bro. No record labels.
It's just going to be on the online shop. That's it. There's no custom stuff anymore.
We live in the time,
so you might be getting the last custom, but like there's no more custom stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna sell limited vibes though.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna sell limited. Yeah, bro. Like nice shit. I'm just gonna do that because like I think that's what I'm saying. Like within these couple of years of me being away, like I understood like the privilege of freedom.
Bro, I need you to understand. I think I told you this in the office. Is that this guy? I took a jacket. It was payment for something I'd done for him. I don't even remember what I'd done. I'm like, I'm taking that jacket. He's like, all right, cool, whatever, dog. Yeah, we cool. Pop, pop. Everywhere I went, at least one girl, everywhere I went, wanted to take the jacket home. That's
eventually
the,
wants
that to is see the though. Power of this brand. I need you to understand how dope this guy is. So, yeah, bro, like, I really want to see that. I really want to see what you're going to push.
Yeah, some...
Because that's you working some on cool, some nanotechnology man. Fabrics and stuff, man.
Bro, like, the thing is, like, I'm on right now. Because I had never, like, done, like, or had custom fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah, always just use, like, the generic stuff. Like, even if you're getting the exclusive stuff, but it's never been your vibes.
Yeah.
So now, like,
so your custom fabric is literally nobody
right now, like,
except for you.
Yeah, like I just collaborated with this artist.
Saying it out loud.
I'm talking about something that I'm gonna come out with. Like, I might as well, you know, because it's gonna be soon anyway. But like, there's this guy. He's basically a mentor of mine.
Yeah,
it's called King Ads. He's a branding guy. Does branding.
Yeah,
amazing writer too. You know, he's like written like a couple of books. You know, on advertising, on street culture. I think, when is it, like 2018?
Yeah.
You know, he wrote a book like covering street fashion as a whole from New York and down right to South Africa, you know, understand?
So it's a bigger perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Like the whole world of like street culture, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to be featured in that, which was really big. For me, like... those are things that I like, yeah.
Are you looking for it?
Those are things that I appreciate, because now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I've just been documented in history, you know, that's amazing for me. That's amazing for me, because like if you check him out now, like he just did some video for Apple, that side, yeah, in the UK. He's amazing, bro.
Where's he from?
London.
Sure.
Yeah, he's worked at Converse, Lacoste. Like, he's really dope, you know, understand? Because I met him in 2011. That's when the transition started happening, like with me drifting away from the NLF scene with Run DBN and me going to do my own thing.
Yeah. You also involved with Run DBN, dog?
Yeah.
I was out the city then.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, man, that's dope. You've been part of the culture.
Yeah.
That's like you're entrenched in the city.
I've been. Because like I always told people, like you've seen, like I love music. Like that's everything that I want to talk about. Even with my brand, like I attached it to musicians.
Yeah.
That's how much I love music. Because I used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, you're judging my...
You know, you tried. Like, yeah, I love music, bro. Yeah. Even Ulab knows the love for music that I have. Yeah. You understand? Like the crazy thing is for me...
To all genres.
Everything, bro. Like
the new kids, he's actually like vibing to that.
Screws. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I've seen you vibing to that shit.
Bro, I play... Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta have a universal ear.
I agree with you, that's me.
That's
and
me.
It's also for me, I feel like it's okay because I'm also a musician.
Yeah, bro.
Except I find it dangerous to close yourself off from what the younger people are doing.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I'm like, stupid. No, it's too what? I'm like, no, dude, they always have something to offer.
Yeah,
like,
I'm exaggerating, but I just feel it's stupid. You know, there's just so much to listen to and so much to experience out there. You can't close yourself in within that one little bubble. Like with me, like I can't. So like my love for music was my first love. I always tell people that. You understand? But like the thing is, like we even had this little crew growing up because we're trying, you know? And I was sitting there, we were writing, like I used to be the hook guy.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Nah, but the thing is, listen to me. And I had these like Google guys. We started doing that, but the thing is, I found myself admiring the guys in my crew more than myself. You understand? Yeah. Like, yo, guy, why don't you do this, do that? But
you're basically like giving advice in terms of brand building already.
That's the thing, because like that's how I ended up drifting off.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, nah, guys, you guys need to push. You guys need to be this. You understand?
What was
like,
the name of your group?
Alright, bro, come on. It's so long ago, I don't even want to do that. I don't even want to go that far. Why are we going there?
I just wanted to know.
But you know the crazy thing is, that shit sticks on you. I ain't trying to play.
My little brother still torments me with my songs, bro. He's got every single phone he's got. He's like, I got this shit.
Bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just found myself admiring the guys in my crew more. You get what I'm trying to say? And I realized, I'm like, okay, cool, this is not where I'm supposed to be, and then I found something else. But like, since I was there first, that's how I made the brand transition. You know, I just always attached it to musicians because I love music.
How does music then affect your actual work? Does it affect your work in anyhow or play a role in your work?
That's the thing though, but like, it's all part of like things you can draw from.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, even with this one thing that I always fight, like I don't want to get, I'm going to get to it. Like with African Prince, you know, like it's something that's, it affected me a lot, or in terms of like how people, like even black people, like in how black people like are sectioned with this whole vibe of like, since we African and since we this, we need to be doing this whole African Print vibe that we don't vibe with. You know, you understand? Because like,
like we lie to the world. What's going on?
I'm serious. Because like, you think about it, like, look at Japan now.
Yeah.
Them being, like, the best denim makers in the world right now, you know, like, the best denim brands, like, proper. They got the best denim, even in terms of manufacturing, too.
Sure.
You get what I'm trying to say? Those guys are drawing inspiration from the world.
Mm.
Denim didn't start in Japan,
yeah,
but it ended in Japan. You get what I'm trying to say? Sure. They're doing the best right now.
It's currently in Japan.
Yeah, it's currently in Japan. So here we are being subjected to this one
idea,
certain mind frame that we need to be in to actually to get out there. When we could be drawing inspiration from the whole world, yeah. You get what I'm trying to say?
So we're boxing ourselves.
How do we then break out? Because it's like it seems like what she's saying is that we tend to put ourselves in boxes and then we can't break from those boxes. How do we the people around us? I know you're an out of the box thinker, yeah. But it's the people around us that we need out of the box as well. Because they hold the systems that need to be in place.
Mm.
How do we then let that flow out and then change those people to think out the box? Because that's the hard part.
I think, like, when we get to this situation, like with me, like I always just told them, it's just like, I want to draw inspiration from the world in itself. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I even remember sometime in 2014, I released a collection based on like the Chinese calendar. It was the year of the snake at that time. And I did a collection based on that.
Sure.
Because I always told myself, it's like, why do we got to do this? Like, why are you going to subject me to something?
The African,
this is who I am. Like, we were colonized.
Yeah.
We were colonized. Mm.
Like,
so
this is it.
We got a worldview of everything. Sure. You understand? So you can't be subjecting me to that. It's like, I didn't ride an elephant to school. I don't have an alligator under my bed type vibe.
Sure.
You know? So I was like, I'm just going to draw from that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, people, we can celebrate in who we are.
Mm.
But like,
And still express ourselves.
Yeah. There's the world, bro. Think about it. Like, look at us now. Like, schools now are only starting now to implement coding right now. But the whole world
has
been
on
it. The whole world been doing it.
Yeah.
The whole world been in that vibe. We only still thinking now to implement it. And coding is like the most important part of the world right now.
Your fourth industrial revolution. Shout out to fourth industrial revolution.
It's crazy, nah?
You've done it.
It's crazy, nah? So that's what I was saying, like, we can't do that to ourselves. Even with going out the country, I realized, like, within airports, like, even in Dubai, you understand, when you're connecting there, you actually see a lot of African people, and you realize that we don't travel.
Yeah, we don't.
Black South Africans don't travel.
Yeah, like, we locked in our own bubble.
I think people from KZN don't travel as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably, let me just say KZN more.
If I was a billionaire, I'd create programs around the province that just lets people travel.
That would be dope.
Like, that's just the thing I do, just to see what it would change in the society. Yeah,
that's the thing. Exposure is everything. Yeah. Whereas, unless you've been exposed to it, you don't know it.
The one thing that's happening right now, you're getting corporates taking these youngins, like, you know, these young creatives, and taking them around the world to gather information for them and what they're doing. You understand? All these buyers go all over the world. Like, most of these, like, big retailers don't even design. They just get buyers to go around the world getting designs there every day.
Sure, the trends that are popping.
You know, so you hire a bunch of people
and you see the crazy thing is the situation that we in as designers and small brands in this country. It's such a tough one because like big retailers got the game on point now.
Yeah, bro.
You know, because the stupid thing is now they got smarter.
And here's another thing about like just South Africa and I think Africa in general. Whatever's happening in America is going to happen here. So it's about who's got the most money to control the narrative.
Yep.
But when it starts happening, they'll be there. So by the time you start playing, they've already been there.
Bro. But like, you understand, like, that's why I even drift off to Markham's and doing the custom bar thingy. Because it was basically foresight. I actually just recognized. Yeah. It was like, actually, if I don't step up or if we don't start thinking differently or actually start connecting to these guys. If you can't beat them, join them. If you gotta go in and look from the inside and see what's going on and then come out and bring it back. Because the thing is, right now, these big companies have gone smarter.
Yeah. Because they still need us.
That's what I'm saying.
We just need to accept that they need us and meet them halfway somehow.
But the thing is, they're taking us now.
Yeah.
Understand? They're taking us to complete their missions. You saw how Sports Scene has studios now.
Dog, I saw that. I was like, why does Sports Scene have a studio?
Sports Scene has studios now. You understand now? Because they're getting the game, smarter. Because like before, I remember like before, like even with trends. Like,
hire your competition.
When we did trends, these guys would do them 4 years later.
Yeah.
When we literally it was
they would do it 4 years later. But the thing is now, they're on the ball.
They have to be. Like, the company...
They're on the ball.
Yeah. Companies like Cotton On, Zara have come in and shaked it up.
I was about to get to that. Like, the person that fucked it all up for us...
Was what?
I'm not sure Ortega, the guy that owns Zara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the rub for them for the slow turnover. Like, yeah, we'll control supply and demand.
Platinum, he saw a gap in the market.
You remember Platinum Group, no?
Yeah.
Your vertical, your urban, what is it?
What, Akachos?
Hilton
Reina, Jenny Button.
Yeah. Platinum Group got it liquidated.
Because they weren't changing their style.
But like, because of Zara too.
Yeah.
Because of Zara. Zara actually has like a legend based around that. Even when Zara stepped in China.
Really?
29 designer stores closed down. But they ain't no joke. Those guys aren't a joke. They work like a convenience store. Haven't you noticed though?
I've seen when
you go into Zara, you find everything for every season, every year, every minute.
When three people ask for something, they stock it.
I can't see Zara as a monster because of the fact that they're actually giving people what they want.
But you need to understand they're a monster.
They're
in
monster,
an industry where people were lazy.
That's what I'm saying. Where it's like,
became like an evil monster.
I remember when skinny jeans, when I was trying to find a pair of skinny jeans, right?
Yeah.
Edgar's didn't have them.
Sure.
Nobody had them.
Yeah.
And it was like, you'd literally have to go to the women's section or Joburg Town where they got it from China in order for you to get a skinny jeans.
But you know how these guys did it, nah? They like you said, they jumped in a machine that was lazy.
Mm. Yes.
And they sped it up. That's what they did. Because like I did research on him too, you know? Checking out, it was like,
What's the guy's name?
Amancio Ortega. He's the third richest man. In the world. No. At some point, he actually got to being the first, too. At some point, But like, he's sitting from clothing.
Yeah, that's
major,
insane.
Major. And it started late in his life, which is messed up, too.
How old is he?
Probably like 39, some shit like
that. That's nice.
That's nice, bro. That's what I'm saying.
I love those stories.
And he messed it up. And you know what he did? He just took a system like in how like you used to manufacture. You'd manufacture like a shitload of months before. That's how you got that whole thing of like... let's say a 2021 range would be shown this year. But you know what that guy did? He was like, okay, instead of using like all these cruise ships to transport the clothing, why don't I just do a deal with Elon, Emirates, just to get my clothes here faster.
Showcase.
You understand?
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And that's why when you go to Zara, you'll find everything that you want because you want to know why. All the best trends, they'll see it on the ramp.
And it's flying
They'll in. Even drop it before... The main designer does it because the designer is going to do it next year. These guys are going to copy it and do it this year.
They're going to see it from the fashion show. Yeah.
And so they're literally breaking everything.
They created a whole system, a whole network that moves fast. Haven't you noticed when you go into Zara, you order shoes that you don't have your size? They ask you one thing. We could get it for you in the next, I don't know how many hours. Are you going to pick it up or do we have to courier it to you? That is speed.
They even have that in their local warehousing.
The only crack in the game was like they just sped everything up. You understand? Instead of like now clothes taking 3 months on a cruise ship, coming this side or whatever,
they're taking 3 days.
They're taking 20 hours.
Yes.
They're taking 20 hours. They're taking 20 hours.
20 hours?
Yeah. And
I respect that.
And that's how they got. But like they made it so dope too.
And they've got an online shop, right?
Yeah, they're getting other companies now. It's like if you want to use our system, our network.
Yeah, they're doing what Tekla did, yeah.
Bro, that guy is a monster.
Yes.
And that's what happened. Because like you think about it, like why didn't Urban think about that?
Because
like,
they were lazy.
Just take all these brands, instead of like paying like multiple rents and one more, just do a one big store.
Mm.
Yeah.
That has everything. You understand? You make more money now. Instead of paying four rents, now you're paying one.
Man, I was in Zara 2 days ago.
But these guys and Zara came through and took that. Like Zara probably took like four stores.
Yeah, four designer stores because they were tiny little designer stores where you can get this.
And
type
that's what
of
they
designer.
Do. Yeah. Even in, like I remember, even in Italy, you know, there was this posh street where all these major brands are, he's not supposed to be there. They don't like him. You know, like, they don't like Amancio Ortega in Italy because he's a Spanish guy. You understand? And he's a monster. So, in that fly streets where all these major brands are, he's got the biggest store there. So, you think about it in how he positions himself, too.
I remember
and you
that.
Can't,
like,
and you can't do shit because he's got money.
Yeah.
You know, even these guys tried. It's like, nah, because, like, on the fashion chain in terms of, like, trends and everything, like, retail stores are there at the bottom. Yeah, chain, you understand?
Literally come in every like major city and like fucking destroy local regional designers.
Because if you remember, or, I think when is
he left,
it?
Is it still alive? Was
it corner, but like hey, very he downscaled a lot.
Yeah.
He downscaled a lot. Cause like, hey bro, it's crazy. it's crazy.
So it's a possibility that we could have one store.
Because in Sant in 2017, I think like the Zara in Sant sold more money than any Zara in the world. So you think about where even South Africa is now.
In the world.
Yeah. So think about it like now, like this guy who's in the top five of the richest people in the world, if Sant sold more than any Zara in the world, then...
In the world?
Yeah, no, that's why I'm surprised
that happened.
Hey, we are consumers, bro.
It happened.
Yes, we have to. Hey, we are consumers.
It's a machine. It's a machine.
Because
if you really think about it, like the Platinum Group was making hundreds of millions, bro. How could a company like that, you know? But I think like with them, they were just supposed to downscale and do what these guys are doing.
They also had a lot of debts, apparently, saving other companies that weren't doing that well. So that all caught up to them at the end when they needed to really start putting their money in the right places.
Hey, but you think about it, like a monster like that actually fall.
Yeah, know, they had
the company was a giant, bro.
They had the hood by the balls, bro.
The company was a giant.
They were the standard.
The company was a giant. Yeah. The company was a giant, bro. I'm not even going to lie.
But I like that. It's how I've always like seen it, is that I'm not competing with just the local guys. I'm competing with the world. And like the world is that now. Like you're no longer just competing with Lokuza Nutepo and Tepo Jeans now. You're competing with Zara in essence. Bro. You're competing with everybody. And at the same breath, you can collaborate with everybody as well. So the sky is the limit now. Any two fix will make something great at this point.
Yeah.
If two people that work together or two entities that work together that are great at what they do come together and work, it's bound to make a lot of noise, if not money.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, but like the one thing that I love about now the game is it's so fluid. You understand? As an artist or street artist, you can actually work with these like big companies, you know? But the thing is, I feel as if like right now we're at a point where we need to monetize. I always tell people, like even friends, I always tell friends, it's just like, if we're going to do this right, we need to be making money from it.
Yeah.
We need to be making money from it. Because like I feel as if in the game or even in the art sector in itself, the one thing that we really put a face on, it was like money. We frowned on money. We pulled faces on money, bro. Yeah. We frowned on money because it was like, you ain't really focusing on the money, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is now, bro, you got to eat. That's why you find a lot of guys like literally hanging themselves, suicide. They're depressed, they're this, they're that. It's because of money.
Yeah.
The world is changing so fast. If you don't have the money, you don't have shit. And that's one thing that I always try to tell the guys is like, money ties. Let's start understanding that money is okay.
Yeah.
You understand? Let's start understanding that.
Changing our mentality.
Yeah, let's create
it.
Systems that change. Because like I even remember when I got like, you remember when I got a sponsor? I had a sponsor with New Balance, no? Years ago, before guys got sponsored.
You've been in this game, bro.
Yeah, way before guys got sponsored, you know? Because like I did it for a few months and I was sitting there, I was like, hey, now I have all these kicks. I have all these kicks, you know? Because you're getting free gear.
Sure.
You're getting free gear. Because I was selling them shit, you know? Even t-shirt designs, and not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
You know? And I did that, but like, I got to them and I was like, is this it, you know? Shoes and... You know, because like they even had this excellent campaign, like it was all over sports scene. It had posters of me, billboards and all that shit. But like, I was like, where the money though? You know? Where the money though?
You seeing your face everywhere.
Yeah.
And the only thing you got to show for it is clothing.
Bro. And then after that, we talked it out. Like, I'm not going to disclose that amount, but at that time, it was big for me. You know, it was big for me. I got that. And it's something that's actually potent in my profile too.
Yeah.
In itself, you know, so... That was like another situation, you know, which I'm glad now it's actually all over. You know, you find all these big brands now wanting to collaborate with, you know, street artists or guys there at the bottom.
They're,
you know, understand?
They're forced to. They don't know the cool. They need to come to the street for the cool.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
They have a lot of us, because now, if you really look at this world that we're in right now,
yeah, there's a few.
I'd say 80% of this world is depressed. You get what I'm trying to say?
Possibly.
The machine is tough.
Yeah.
The machine is tough, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the nice thing I like about South Africa is still at its infancy, even though we're growing pretty fast. You understand?
Yeah.
Have you seen in America? The machine is gridlocked.
The machine.
You don't just get rich. Doug,
in America, yeah. there's Uber trucking.
You still have a shot. Bro, like, here,
you still have a chance.
You do shit, you do whatever. You're nice. You understand? Shit is still possible. And that's the one thing that I liked about Durban most. A lot of people never really understood. It's like, come to Joburg. But like, I'm like, if I went to Joburg at my time and I didn't become the person that I was here, you understand? I wouldn't have been here. Because like, when they look into Durban, they look, it's like, okay, cool. Who's working?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? Cool. Who's a person of substance? Who's actually doing? You understand? It's not even about the numbers, but like the consistency in the work. Yeah. So all these brands, that's how they saw me, because I was in a city where I'm working.
When they're looking for dope fashion people, you're like in the top.
They hit me up, you know, brands, Heineken. I worked at Absolute. Hey, I worked with a shitload of brands, bro. that's what I'm saying. It's just like, even though I wasn't really loud, but when they looked in, I had the right people talking.
Yeah.
So I think that's how I got most of it. So think about it now. I'm in Joburg, though. I've seen a lot of guys actually made that mistake. You'll be here. You're the king in Durban, eh? You're moving now. You're pushing. Even musicians, they did it too. There's a lot of people and what they do is like, when they start stepping up or they're getting noticed, they move from the city.
And they don't come
back. And go to Joburg. But like, the thing is, those guys in Joburg appreciate.
Don't know you.
No. Even at a point where they're being noticed now, they appreciated you because you could be the source in Durban, or you are the plug in Durban.
Yeah.
And guess what guys do? They leave Durban, and now you're going to build a house in another nigga's house. How do you think it's still going to treat you the same, like, while you were in Durban?
Now you're competition.
No. Yeah. Now you're competition, because now you're in my yard. You just cut a piece of my land.
You're taking my bookings.
But if you really think about it, if you're here and you're doing shit here, they can always come to you.
And they can always fly you
out.
You're
the go-to guy. And the thing is, we got the prettiest girls. We got the vibey scene. All these guys want to come.
We got that can swim in.
If you're not getting
people, might hate this.
If you're not getting booked in Durban, you're not the best.
I think
in SA,
Durban's got a lot of, okay, for lack of better words, I'm gonna say laziness.
Mm.
So for me, I'm like, I see it as, from my perspective, it's like that leaves a lot of opportunity.
Yep.
Whereas like, if you just rock up and like, yo, I'm just gonna be efficient in this.
That's
like,
we hear
this people.
True.
Yeah. It's like, literally. It's like, pull a Zara on these companies. That's all you gotta do. Just be actually efficient and deliver.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even at this point in time, that's why I was like, okay, cool. If I'm gonna make this work, I need to make this whole machine just remote.
Yeah.
You know? Let me have more time on my hands to actually now check up on the competition. Because like before, in how I worked, I've never watched an hour of fashion TV. I don't like fashion magazines. I don't like fashion blogs. Yeah.
Get Bluetooth. Go be wood. Kill yourself off from the world.
Bro, I read up on tech. I like games a lot. You know, I like vintage games a lot too. No, I'm serious, bro.
Yeah, no,
bro.
I'm not judging.
It's TV, like mainstream TV, like all these channels, all your Vuzu, whatever, I do not know at all. A lot of people don't even know that. Like, the only thing I know is the internet.
Yeah.
I know the internet. And I know the internet in and out. You know, it's just like...
Oh, yeah, I'm from Talupa, is I?
And I've been on the internet, too. There was another thing that we did, like, I think it was in 2011, if you remember Street Cred.
They
had did this competition, Zanzi's most popular bloggers competition.
Sure.
Yeah. We came second for that shit. We do power, but what popular do Durban is yours?
Sure.
Yeah, the white dude, yeah.
Oh shit.
That's how I got New Balance. I got them through that competition.
Nice.
Yeah. It was like, create a blog, make it pop within a month.
Doug, you've been working, Doug.
That was the challenge.
That was the challenge. And we did it.
So you've developed your sales skills, basically. Hmm?
Hey, bro.
Like, directing traffic towards a blog is actually sales skills.
Yeah.
Which is, it's one thing that a lot of artists actually lack. Mm. And I'm not going to front like I've got that shit on.
But another thing too, a lot of people don't trust the process too. Because like, me and you are sitting here, we're working.
Yeah.
In 3 years, we could be sitting at a different situation. Yeah. We could be sitting in a situation where you're putting me on or I'm putting you on.
Yeah.
You understand? Because of a mutual, you know,
relationship. Amanda, the
slave. That's literally what I was just thinking.
No, but like, what we were talking about.
You know, I think about it. Because, like, I look at most of the people that I actually moved up with or were in my time are in good spaces. Think about your Moonchild.
Yeah.
You know? People look at Moonchild.
Yeah, you've been fucking with us since way back.
Listen, I remember Moonchild performing at Brampton like, thing.
Moonchild once doing lived at my spot. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. She lived at my spot, you know? Jeez. We're cool. And then there's a guy like Malum Kukat. I know Malum Kukat from like a long time ago.
Yeah.
You understand? Like I even remember when he wrote his first song. I was there in Melville, you know? And then you think about it, all those people, Okabelo, your Rikirik, Bonke Lababant. It's just like it's people that were there at that time and you know them and they see you. So trust the process sometimes. You understand?
Yeah.
It might not be working out, but like keep working.
And
keep working. That, and the next thing,
and you also can't
don't look down on people, work with people.
Yeah.
If they need favors, do favors for people. Make favors. Well,
there's no way like, you can predict though. Like there's no way.
No, but like there's no way. But like just be positive about everything.
Yes.
You understand? You did that and I did that. Like with me, it made me meet a lot of people who are actually in good spaces now. Or that you've worked with prior when they had nothing. Now they're sitting in good positions. It's just like the word out without even you doing anything. So like I always tell people, it's like, yo, I have a lot of favors I need to still pull.
Yeah, and that's social capital, bro. Mm. That's what it is.
And now all these people are doing it. So if you believe in whatever and stick to your passion, man, it's always going to lead you right. And then the one thing that a lot of people sleep on is your intuitive voice. That's the best one. That's the only thing I listen to. Like, I've made dumb decisions based on my intuition that I actually regret momentarily. But when you look at the longer picture, you're like, shit.
Yeah. If I didn't do that.
Where you, like, you make a decision based on what your gut is saying.
Bro.
And then 2 years later, you're like, fuck, had I not made that decision,
bro,
I would not.
And I think that's the one thing that I always tell people, like, I might not be this very bad church person or whatever, but like, I mean, I always feel as if like, likuluma nami via my intuition, you understand? Yeah. A lot of things happen. Like, I even remember the keys to my spot, nah? My brother was there, my younger brother was there. So I left him at the house, got back home, he wasn't there. he had the key. This is last year, and I'm driving back from work, nah? I'm driving back from the spot in Gateway. Driving back, and then I realize, I'm like, this guy has my keys, you know?
Sure.
And I drove there. While on the way there, my intuitive voice started kicking, you know, you understand?
Sure.
And I know when that happens, like with me, I listen to shit like that. When that happens, I need to go home straight.
Uh-huh.
Park the car, get in the house, and chill. But the problem with that day now, it was telling me at that point in time, but my keys were that side. So I was like, nah, let me just get the keys and go straight home.
Sure.
But when I drove there, like a car came into me. Behind me, like
damn.
2 minutes later. Yeah.
Like,
you know, you understand? And it always tells me I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, no, A couple of times.
Even with a couple of people. Like,
and shit.
I know even friends that actually passed away because of that shit while telling them. It's just
dog,
like,
me, I trust that thing, bro. I stay at home.
Mm, yep. Like with me, if it tells me at that point in time and I'm going somewhere, I am not going to go. Best believe that.
Yeah.
If there's a decision that I got to make and it's telling me this is a fucked up decision, pack and leave. You know, I remember in 2011, it was towards the end of the year, I'm not going to mention his name, but that guy wanted to put in money within the brand,
yeah?
Yeah. Back in the day, it's in Joburg, you know, 2011. We're there. And these guys got me a place, blah, blah, blah. And I was staying with my girl at that time. You know,
yeah.
Stayed with my girl at that time. We were staying in West Dean in Melville.
Chill there. Best decision of your life.
Yeah. No, listen, we're chilling there. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'm here. What's going to happen? Like, why aren't these guys saying something? You know? Because this guy just booked a spot and paid for it 3 months in advance. And I was chilling there. Got my girl, she's visiting too, and she's going back. You know, she was from the States.
Sure.
And she was going back. And we're chilling. And we're chilling there. And then 3 months, I think it was two months and a couple of days. They hit me up and it came through with this bullshit contract and this bullshit check, you know?
Sure.
Of money, of buying my shit, you know?
Whole company?
Hmm?
They were buying the whole company?
Majority of it, you know?
They were trying to fuck you, basically.
Basically. Nah, okay. Listen, you know? But like, I know.
But we gave a few rent.
I knew the guy was nice. The guy was nice, though.
Yeah.
He was nice, money-wise, you know? He was nice. So I took the thing home, you know? So I'm chilling with my girl and I'm showing her. I'm like, I haven't signed shit. I was like, and I'm just going to read through this shit and see, you know. Got home and I was reading this and I'm... But with me, I'm just seeing the figures, you know. I'm just seeing the money.
Yeah.
And then my thingy just came through, bro. Just started pounding. And then the girl that I had at that time was very smart. And she looked at this whole thing. She's like, but that's not what you told me that you wanted to do, you know. Like,
yeah.
Why did you even take this hope, you know? Like, from what I know and what you've told me, this doesn't work for you.
Sure.
You know, and my vibe was hitting me at that time.
Yeah. Sure.
And guess what we did?
Left.
The next day, I took the contract, I took it back to them, I left it. And at that time, like, I wasn't even popping, I wasn't even doing anything that much, you know. I wasn't in that deep. And when I went back to him, I gave him his vibe, and he told me there and there, he was like, you ain't gonna become shit, you know? Because why are you not taking this? I'm like, ah, nah. And you know what we did? We just went back home, packed our bags, and left. We left the crib, we left everything.
Sure.
I just came back.
Came back to Durban?
Yeah, I just came back to Durban. And then that's when I realized, you know, like after like that time kind of got tough, but like a couple of months and then it started opening up. That's when I got New Balance, she started moving, you know, she started moving and worked with
imagine
a couple of cats.
Imagine if you signed that thing.
Bro. Bro.
You're like, Hobo losing in West Dean right
another
now.
Another person. You know, whatever it is, the story I'm telling you now. I didn't even tell my family, you know?
Yeah.
Because my family would have been like,
why didn't you take the man?
Why didn't you take the man?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, bro.
But you gotta, sometimes you know your family and stuff.
Yeah.
And as black people, I see sometimes we don't do it. Sometimes we wanna trust our family with what we studied or what we've been geeking out on our whole lives. And unfortunately, your mom doesn't know about it. Your dad doesn't know about it. Your aunt doesn't know about it. Like, most times as a creative, it's a mindset that a 9-to-5 can't help you with because it's been draining them for 20 years. That part of them is gone.
But also the world has changed. Because the thing is that it's like for me, it was like, okay, we're listening to the voice that you're speaking about. For me, I'm like, I believe like freelancing is a very spiritual thing where it's like somehow you're gonna be fine and there's
the fee and a check.
Yeah. Like you trusting the universe, good to you, as in I'm not gonna have to move back home. Like like rent will be paid, we sort it out, etc. And without fail, like
something is coming.
Yes.
Something is coming.
For years.
Something is coming. Like I always tell people, like with me,
it always works out.
I'm probably just like you. If you're spiritual, like I'm super spiritual, bro. You know
the mic.
And, sorry. I was just kidding. No, like I'm super spiritual.
Yeah. You know?
And I always tell people it's just like that. When I go back to work, I always tell people it's like the world moves with me. They were like, what do you mean? I was like, when I start working, if I'm chilling, nothing's gonna move. Please believe that.
No, but when
that's
I love that statement though.
I start working, the world moves with me. When I start flexing, it expands with me.
Okay.
You understand? And that's how connected I am to it. And that's why
it's the energies, bro. They're being
it's the energy.
I love that.
But like, another thing that we don't talk about is males. You get what I'm trying to say? We're gonna get to it now. The one thing that we do, the mistake that we make, a lot of guys, you understand? That going around and fucking everything around or that you can get your hands on is the worst thing that you can do for your spirit.
I got lucky. I got saved because I'm a nerd.
That's the worst thing that you could do for your spirit.
Yeah.
You understand? Like with me, I like entering a room and actually be felt that I'm in that room.
Okay.
So there's certain things that I would do to preserve my spirit or clean my spirit. Whether it be into a sakaya. You understand?
Yeah.
Whether it be something that's mental, you understand? But like my physical space and where I am doesn't have to be contaminated. You understand? You got to check out the person that you're with. Another thing too, sex is spiritual. A lot of people don't even understand that or actually believe that. But it takes away. You understand? If you're sitting with somebody that's not even clean, trust me, a lot of guys never notice. You sleep with that person, and the next 4 months become the worst months you've ever experienced in your life.
Because you're walking around with her energy.
Okay. You know, that's why I always tell people, like, if you're not in a good space, it's okay to step away, you understand, and go and introspect.
But a lot of people don't distract themselves so much, they don't get time to do that. That's a problem. I've seen, this is from my experience just with dealing with
people. All of life is a giant distraction.
But
the
corner,
you gotta look in.
But like, yonke into a corner, it's just like, it demands certain discipline.
Yeah, I guess.
It does. It demands certain
self-discipline. Is the father of all discipline.
Yeah. What's that line? Miles Monroe. He was like, discipline is the highest order of living. That is, for me, discipline is the highest order of living. If you don't have that, if you don't, repetition, gym is repetition, it's based on that. Talent is based on repetition, you understand? So,
yeah.
Discipline is the father of all learning, you understand? Let's be consistent with whatever it is that we would do, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many messed up things in the world, bro. Like I say, like, sex is such a key one, too.
Yeah.
You know, who you sleep with is very important. Yes, as a child, because you haven't developed like a fully conscious body of yourself. You understand? You're still trying to find yourself. But like, when you step in and you start growing, discipline becomes that. And anything, any little bad energy could actually disrupt that. So like with me, like I mind now, it's actually gotten worse because now I even mind the people I hang with.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing is that...
The diet.
I mind the people that I hang with.
Well, yeah, that you have to take care of.
Like I came back right now and it's just like, I need that presence.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be shaping with me now, but it's not going to shape with me if I'm still in a confused state. I don't even know where my sexual orientation or... you know, it's based like that's, sure. It's important. You're a man, you grow, you understand? Yeah. But at the same time, what are you bringing, you know, or what are you coming back with whatever it is that you're doing? And it's very important. A lot of people don't even notice it.
So, did you do the shrooms to find yourself?
You had
no, for me, I was just gonna touch on an idea of repetition and learning, where it's like, I can't even remember the guys listening to yesterday where he talks about you always teaching your body and mind, basically. And everything that you teach them, they will repeat over and over.
Yeah.
So if you're stuck in a cycle where it's negative shit over and over, it's, you've taught your body that, you've taught your mind that. So you're constantly stuck in a cycle where you're always teaching your body, you're always teaching your mind. Yeah. So it's either you choosing to teach it positively or negatively. So if you're hanging out with a certain type of crowd, it's like that crowd is teaching you too.
Hey, bro.
So it's like
it's really bad. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like I said, like it's right now. It's just gotten worse. I mind the people.
But it's good, dude. Like the level of awareness is necessary because like you do become
and
everybody that you engage with. Like even this conversation right now, we evolving each other.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to send you guys invoices. Bye-bye, chick.
Nah, bro, but like that's what I'm saying. Like there's so much with being human. I always tell people that there's so much to
be
with being human. But like the thing is, it's just like we focus on the things that we told or on how to move, you understand?
What's been sold to
like
us.
How I'm telling you now, to somebody else, it might sound like a bunch of hoo-ha, but like my body tells me if there's trouble somewhere.
Yeah.
My body tells me if something negative is coming, but somebody else wouldn't believe that. But like with me, I like those receptors being clean and I gotta keep my energy clean to actually like resonate that. You understand? So I keep it like that. And that's how I move. But like certain people and certain things in your life might affect it. So there's certain things that you gotta wash out. You know? You gotta get with people, but at a time where you wanna build and now where you wanna actually build, even get to a point where you're building a home, there's certain things that you step away from, you know, because your whole world just changes, you know. The mission becomes different. As much as you might have a career, a man is his work, yes.
Yeah.
But the family part too, what a man
goes
back to.
You gotta spread your seed, man.
Yep. What it goes back to is everything.
We're just monkeys, man.
Yeah, we get that. That's what I'm saying too. Like it started from where? let's not be afraid of money. That's what it is. Because you need the money to actually get that family or even get you a life that you actually want. You know? Because like right now it's tough. Like even if we get back to that whole thing, like 80% of this country is depressed. No matter what you tell me, I always tell people that it's really tough.
Hey, but you see it in the streets, bro.
It's tough because like the crazy thing is like I've seen so many people, like I've had so many people commit suicide that I know around, you know, and it smells.
Yeah.
Males.
Yeah, suicide kills more males than...
Right now, it's really tough.
More than cancer. It's actually more than a lot of things.
It's like bad, suicide man.
Is such an illusion, man. Such an illusion.
Yep.
So, like, you're properly seeing, like, everyday people, like, proper. Like,
yep.
Like,
nah, because, like, The one thing too, even with me going back there right now, like I just went back. I was in Westville the whole time.
Yeah.
I was in Westville the whole time. I had a partner, you know, I was chilling with the partner.
Sure.
Yeah. So it was just like now when in November, you know, I was chilling with the partner. So it's how you move, you understand? Mm. It's how you move. Like right now, like it's just basic work.
Sure.
You know?
And you're you're working from home now, babe.
Right now. I got a space.
You got a space.
A space. Yeah, but like the space is just for me.
Top secret space.
Yeah, it's just for work.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just for work.
And you go home when you sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, we separated the two.
Because like the studio at Station Drive used to sleep there, eh?
No?
You never used to sleep there. Mm-mm. Okay. Just go home.
Yeah.
It's just long hours.
It was a big space. It was just long hours.
It's just long hours. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I get to there like at an event. Get to your bundle Sunday.
And it's called.
And the niggas at 8 o'clock, he's busy behind. Yeah, he's bossing three niggas around. Mm. He's smoking a cigarette.
That was my team.
Well done on quitting cigarettes.
Yeah, well done, bro.
You stopped your early grave so far.
Hey, bro. No, but it was nice working with my team. I wasn't bossing them around.
Yeah, no. You know. I've got
my team was great. My team was great. They were hard workers. They were hard workers, yeah, you know. Because, like, if you caught us that day, we were probably working on something, like a collection or some shit. Like, yeah. But it was probably for something.
I'll coach you on some chill days.
Mm-hmm.
I'll coach you on some chill days.
Hey, bro.
Use your Wi-Fi. You know, shout outs.
Yeah, we're probably working. Oh, the space was uncapped, so it was nice, you know.
Yeah, chilling,
you know?
Yeah.
The space is uncapped, so what you got to stress about? What you got to stress about?
You know? So you were talking about burning out.
I've burned out a couple of times, you know, because it was a thing like of like we work 7 days a week. My work became my life. You understand? Even though at times like you'd find even with partners that you had at that time, they'd come to the studio. It's just like it's a place of work.
Yeah.
But you know the crazy thing is, even after work though, I'd leave and had a life at night too. You know,
sure.
And had a life at
so
night.
You had it all.
No, but
there
like,
wasn't enough time for
the
it.
The thing is, like during the day, that was reserved for work, straight up. Like I've even had days where I'd go out to the club and get home, probably sleep like 2 hours, and just go back to work.
Yeah, man.
And go to work. It was crazy.
And my nigga can party.
It was crazy because like I was at a point in time now, like I have people working for me. I have to pay.
Yeah.
They need to get paid.
Okay.
So even on Sunday when they're off, I'm at work. I'm sorting out work they're going to be doing during the week.
Okay.
You understand? So I had to get them on
you
point.
Have to
so
make sure that this all is
bro.
Right.
Hmm? That's discipline.
That is crazy,
discipline,
bro.
Nigga.
It was just that. And I was telling people, it was like, I look at it, it was like, do you know the shit that I have to cover monthly? You understand? So the shit that I have
there's
to cover.
There's families that depend on me.
Bro.
That aren't even mine.
Like I'm not even going to get into that. But like, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I had that and people were like, do this, dude. I'm like, nah. You know, I'll see you. This is how we move. This is how we move. Like I have guys that they were doing shit in 2010. They still doing the same shit now. Like they still living that same life. You understand? And then ask yourself,
like there's no growth. Like,
you're not growing. How? What are you doing? You know what is happening?
Like, sure.
Where's it headed?
Yeah.
You understand? Sometimes we gotta transition, man. Like we gotta move. You know, you can't be doing the same shit that we were doing in 2010.
That was 10 years ago, bro.
In 2020, bro. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah, no. We can't be moving like that, bro. If you're still doing the same shit you were doing the previous year, you're not growing, G.
I feel you with that.
You know, it's the same thing with alcohol too, and how I quit alcohol.
You're still off.
Nah, I'm still off. But
that's my nigga.
Well, you don't touch it at all?
At all. Okay. It was like a But I did on the 31st, though, and I enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
I was with family. Like, I went home.
It was safe.
I was chilling with my mom's family. I hadn't done that shit in ages.
Yeah.
I just went there. We were chilling. My uncle was there. Everybody. And I just got there, and it was like, the whole family's there. I was like, oh, shit. Let me just, you know? Yeah. And we were chilling. My uncle's there. We're drinking. Even my aunt.
And your gut said it was okay, right?
Even my aunt that doesn't drink was drinking. Yeah, and my gut said it was okay.
Yeah,
and I had the best time.
Yeah.
I had the best time, bro. Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with alcohol or, in fact, any drug that exists out there. It's just anything that does start becoming a part, it becomes your god in a sense.
True.
It's like if it's starting to dictate how you're moving, then maybe you have a problem.
You have a
get it under control.
Because like that's what I'm saying. Like if you're still doing the same shit, you know, that like you're doing the previous year, then you're not growing.
Because like the relationship I have with alcohol, I know that there's a lot of people who don't have the same relationship.
Yeah.
Where it's more destructive. Like I can go 6 months without touching alcohol. Like I have like beer chilling in my house and it will stay until friends come over. And like now it makes sense for me to open it.
there was my situation, but like I would chill and not drink for like maybe 2 months and then you go out and have this wild crazy night.
Yeah.
Or this wild crazy weekend, you understand? But like it just became like an occasional thing. That's how I got busy. I got that busy. And I remember this one time, I think I went for like, it wasn't even a choice. It was just work. I went for 5 months without drinking.
Yeah.
And then this one time I drank, I had a lot of vodka and I had the worst.
Your tolerance was gone.
I had the worst hangover. I had the worst hangover. That's when I decided to quit. I was like, fuck, this shit is not for me.
So you had the hangover like, that actually made you quit?
It wasn't a thing of like, quit. I'm quitting or I want to quit or I have a problem with alcohol. I didn't have a problem with alcohol because it was an occasional thing and it was like nice and I enjoyed it.
But that hangover though.
That hangover. Like I think it probably fucked me.
It must have been one hell of a hangover.
It does.
I think it fucked me up at a very bad time or I was probably busy.
Where you needed yourself.
When I needed myself, you know, and I was fucked. I was like, fuck this shit actually. So it's just been that ever since.
How's your body been since you quit alcohol?
It's amazing. I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of energy. Even with cigarettes, after quitting cigarettes, like I had a shitload of energy.
Do you like meditate or anything like that? Do you like meditate or anything like that?
I think I have my own way of doing it. Like yeah.
So you have like mindfulness, like
yes, a lot of it.
Yeah, well,
a lot of it.
You look calm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like
it's the first time I met you. Very calm.
That's what I'm saying. Like even like with me going to the club, like I'll be chilling there in that one spot. But whoever I'm with at that space,
yeah,
we're having fun. You know, you might be chilling, you might not be jumping around like everybody, but like within that confined space of
Kumnandi.
Yeah. You know, that's what a lot of people never understood. It's like, I'm like, nah, but I'm cool. You understand? This is relaxation for me. Like it's time off.
Yeah.
I don't go out just because of FOMO. I go out just to actually release. Go to the club to release. You know, I go there to release, you know. You know, if I'm chilling at home and I'm binging on series, I'm doing that. I'm relaxing. You know, my phone is off. I don't want anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. Don't visit me. you know, if I want to chill with my lady, I'm chilling with my lady. She's here, and that's the vibe. You know, my phone is off. Don't call me. Don't visit me. You know, because it's not gonna be nice. You know, I've had people come at night. I'll chase them away.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? You're crazy, bro.
This time, bro.
You know,
yeah, we're adults. We arrange this stuff in advance now.
I'm nice right now. You know? But anyway, bro, like I'm not even gonna lie. Like this is the vibe. Like these are the type of interviews. That's the one thing like I think I love about podcasts. Because like you check out those American ones and all of that, and you're looking, it's like this is like a casual space. It's not
an interview.
Yeah. Did you watch the 2-hour and 40-minute Drake one?
Which one is this?
The one with Rap Radar. The one he just did in December.
No, I haven't seen it. It's almost three hours.
I saw a trend.
Check it out.
Like, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's crazy. It did trend. I actually watched it.
Yeah. I haven't.
I watched it in two segments because I watched the first hour and a half and then I watched the second. But like, it was such an eye opener because like I liked it. It was like the interview was
3 hours with Drake though.
Yeah. Hmm?
3 hours with Drake.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what you
realize. I admire Drake though. I admire Drake,
but after that interview, I admired him more. Yeah. I was like, you don't get loyal very, niggas like that. Because you understand, he's still a part of the guy's life that actually like put him onto Young Money.
Yeah.
Jay Prince character. You know, you understand? Like he's still with them and he's still got their back, right? Till this day.
He knows.
And he's making it and he's got money.
Yeah, he's got enough.
And
to
these
be
guys
like,
are
okay,
still eating. Like he's still, you understand? Because like they still got his back too. Jay Prince and ain't a guy to fuck with, you know?
Yeah.
So Drake knows it's just like, if
and
I'm
still
fucking
trying
with this
to push
nigga,
party
you
next door.
Showcase.
You know?
And he put The Weeknd on. Like,
bro.
The Weeknd's got a full blown career now. Like Drake never put him on.
Party next door flopped.
But also, like, dude. Drake is still like he's still a number. Like he drops today.
I think that's why I watched that interview.
Drake's the only rapper with the Apple like, sponsorship, guys.
Bro.
No, but for me, I'm like, okay, cool. It's like, okay, we're living in this time where we don't realize what Drake actually is in a sense. Like, I look at this, I'm like, guys, this guy's bigger than the Beatles. This guy is like, we are watching Jimi Hendrix.
Drake is a problem.
We are like. Justin Bieber
from
couldn't
the
maintain.
Beginning, like this is documentary of his. I'm telling you, it's called Better Than Good. Better Than Good Enough.
Yeah, I remember it. I watched it.
He was just dropping into the scene. Like MTV rushed together and created some little documentary. Like what he says, that's when I was sold. That's when I was sold. It's like, this guy is a problem guy.
But trust me, check out that interview now.
I'll check it
now
out.
Now I'm promoting Drake. But like, watch that interview.
No, but the thing is, it's not necessarily promoting Drake. It's so much of admiring a certain type of mentality that exists within
true,
people.
True.
So
true,
it's like, it's,
you could get a lot out of it. And you like, you're chilling there. You like, you don't get niggas like this. No.
Yeah.
You don't get guys.
I don't know
like
if you've watched
no
that Kevin Hart show, the one on Netflix. It's
which
a docu-series thing.
Oh, I didn't check it out. It's awesome.
Like for me, I love it, dude. It's, like for the first time, you're not seeing, like you're seeing black people or black men in such a positive light. And I'm like, where the hell was this when I was younger?
I was checking out those snippets of was it a charity thing that Jay-Z did where he invited guys
with
like,
the Rolex?
With the Rolex.
Yeah.
I was checking out videos of that of that particular event. Bro,
just
you understand? Like, what is it? I think it was 2 days ago. And I was checking out the videos. I was like, shit. Look at niggas who made it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, your McMills are there.
Speaking
every guy
together,
was there. You know, your DJ Khaled is there. And you're looking at this posh place and they're raising money for charity and they do. And this guy just invited them with fucking Rolex. You understand? And you're sitting there, he's like, these niggas made it. You understand? That's a situation that you want to be in. You want to be with. But you're not going to be there if you're not giving the world a solution.
Yeah. If you're not giving the world
a solution.
Yeah.
That's
the basis of every successful company
in
the world.
You understand?
Shut up, pits.com.
If you don't have a service that's real and actually.
And another thing, like I was talking to a friend of mine 2 days ago, and I was talking about it, and I was telling him, it's like you're always on your phone when you're chilling, you know? And I was like, nah, you're always on WhatsApp. I'm not always on WhatsApp. If I'm on my phone, I'm on my Google News feed and I'm reading news and I'm checking out everything that I'm interested in. You understand? That's why I'm always on Facebook too. Like, that's there. It's just for the pages that I follow. I don't have time to be chatting with people like I do that. And I told him, I was like, my data is to attain data.
Showcase.
You understand? Something that's going to move me forward. But you're sitting there, you're just talking with people like random girls and you're doing that. And I'm like, nah. You understand? You need to be attaining data. Your data, you bought data to attain data. You don't buy data to just throw it away. And
Instagram.
And you understand? You attain data. Attain data, bro. Like, know shit. Understand shit. Understand how the world works.
And that's the craziest thing that people don't understand. What they can do with the data they buy, really.
Yeah.
Like, the potential of the data you buy, the potential.
Bro.
Like, Doug, 100 megabytes got me out of a lot of situations. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I needed to make that one call that I didn't have airtime for, but I got a data call and it became 30 minutes. Yeah, well.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, well,
but, like, it's next level. It's next level vibes. Like, so how are you going to be sitting there not attaining anything? You understand? Like, it's just like how a person who feels they know everything. The person don't have anything in life. The only thing that's left for them is to die. Because when you're no longer learning, you start dying.
Yeah.
That's
the
only thing that's left for you because you're not learning. You're not learning how to treat people. You're not learning how to love. You're not learning learning new ways to apply to your career.
It's like,
you understand? To apply to your life and how you move and how you think, even how you eat, even all these things.
Yeah.
So if you're not there attaining that data, how's your life going to move? If you know it all and you feel that you're complete, you know? So that's why I just keep like an infinite mind and I keep trying to attain everything, you understand? Trying to apply to the work. If it doesn't work, then move on. Like, that's just what life is. You know, if it latches on, it latches on. Just keep moving.
I remember having a conversation with one of my homies, Oral Rats. He talks about the idea of perfection.
Yeah.
It's like the idea that you achieve something and you're finally perfect at it means that you've reached a roof and you can't grow anymore.
A plateau.
No, but it's like, oh, cool, I'm perfect now. Oh, as a rapper, I know how to do this, my triplets and so on, etc.
Okay, you're dope. Then
so, now this is the ceiling you've created.
And you're done.
You're done. It's like,
bro, everybody else. That's the only thing that's left for you.
Yeah.
It's to die now. So it's harsh, but like, yeah, that's all that's left. That's all that's left, though, because you're no longer learning. You understand? Yeah. Like, you shift and move. Like, even in situations where you actually, like, land onto competition or you probably, maybe you're stuck, you can't move.
or because of financial situations. It's just like, okay, cool. You have minimal tools now. Get creative.
Yeah.
Get creative. Like, shift away from that because you can't achieve that. Okay, let's find another way. Let's find a cheaper way. Let's find a more creative way where you can touch them. That's what I'm saying. So, it's a solution.
Yeah.
It's solutions.
No, I love that kind of thinking. Like, so I've recorded like gang songs on the iPhone. Literally, like GarageBand. Started recording, bought a little iRig thing, connected my guitar into the iPhone and recorded it. And so, like, CeeLo's been on this journey with me because he gets to hear all the songs pretty much before almost anybody else.
Can I get to hear something today, though?
Yeah, we'll play something after the show.
Nah, it's cool. I'm cool with that. I'm cool.
So it's like literally, because like, the thing is, okay, my computer had fucked out. And it's like, no, I want to be working my music. And I'm like, I've got every excuse not to right now because my computer's dead, etc. I'm like, no, dude, let me just, okay, cool, this GarageBand. Let's start doing research. I'm like, okay, cool, iPhone 5S. Let's do this itch. I'm like, okay, it's actually working and so on. So like, plug in the mic and so on.
Do you understand how powerful that is, though? Like, do you understand how powerful that is? Like, there was a solution.
Yes, but there's a lot of, it's like for me,
this
I'm like,
guy, like this guy's got like, I use it for some of these podcasts. He had this thing where you connect a professional studio microphone into your iPhone.
It's crazy.
He's literally recording songs on his phone when I met this guy. I'm like, dude, you're crazier than me.
It's next level, though.
It's next level.
That's what I'm saying. It's like next level shit. Like, those are the things that we need. Do you understand? Yeah. But like, that's what I'm saying. It's a solution. Do you understand? You introduce CeeLo to something that was like new. That's a solution.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, solutions are everything. Like, look at all these guys that actually like are billionaires now. It was because of solutions they came.
Yes.
Like, so that's what I've been sitting there looking. It's just like, okay, cool. You need a formula. You know, you need a new formula that you can move with. You understand? So how are you going to make that better? Or how are you going to enhance this? You understand?
Yeah.
Those are things that a lot of people don't want to invest in.
Actually.
Yeah, they don't want
to. But it's work, dude, because like, it's like something as simple, okay, with the iPhone stuff where I'm like, okay, cool. So I come to work, I leave around 6, 7, drive all the way back to Hillcrest. I'm tired. And it's like, I can chill and watch Netflix. That's the easy one.
Hey, watch fucking Uzalo, bro.
No, it's very easy to be like, to do that. Because like you're there and then it's like 3, 4 hours later and you've accomplished what?
Hey, bro.
And it's like you've been entertained for 4 hours, but you have nothing to show for it. So it's like, I have a hard time wasting more than 2 hours at a time in terms of watching Netflix or any show for that matter. Because I'm like, let me just go watch one YouTube video at least. Like, just for the sake of polishing my knowledge, crunch, you know? Like,
and crunch the thirst.
Yeah, there's a CLA compressor I don't understand. Let me just find one more video about it. Or whatever. It's just,
you see,
slowly spoon feeding yourself.
And that's another thing too with YouTube. My YouTube is active.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, it's super active. It's super
active. I
actually
watch more YouTube than I do Netflix at the
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my Netflix to YouTube ratio is legit 75-25. Legit.
Like, YouTube is
I'm always on YouTube. I'm watching like, ooh, what about the world? Oh, okay. Don't know. Oh, I didn't know that shit could do this.
Hey, bro.
Oh, wow.
I watched the weirdest shit, you know. Some of the shit you don't even want to talk about, I watched the weirdest shit.
I went
shit.
On a science binge this one time. I was just watching like videos about physics. Then I went into astrology. Then I went into like, I watched sci-fi. I was like, holy shit. I understand everything they usually talk about that nobody understands. I was like, cool.
It's a powerful one, bro. It's a powerful one. If you're not going to use your data wisely, man, then you might as well not, bro.
Yeah.
You might as well not.
I believe in balancing for me because like, it's like being able to relax is equally as important as being able to go and absorb information, as being able to work hard, and as being able to socialize. Like, they're all important. And you only know their importance once you start losing the ability to do one of them.
One of
it's
the
like,
two.
Yeah, like being able to make money, it's important, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, but speaking to your mom is important too.
Yeah. You know, so, it is.
And having a relationship with your mom.
Bro, it is.
So it's like,
it is everything though.
It all matters.
Family must balance.
It is everything.
Like, if one overflows, then we have a problem.
Yeah, it can't be partying too much. can't be working too much.
But like, that's the thing though. Like, I've toned down in that department. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Because like, I've gone to a point in time where it's just like, okay, cool. Let me just start working smarter. You understand? Like, even now, like, we just like waste through the whole of December. Like,
yeah.
Just working on new shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, we hadn't decided at that time. It's just like, what is the collection going to be like? It was just like a flexing of skill.
We were flexing
amongst each other. Just flexing. Huh?
How's it looking?
That's looking nice, bro.
Are you happy?
With me?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah, like right now.
You heard the voice change, bro. With me.
Even today,
like,
bro. Like,
who are you talking to?
You know, like, we created something so amazing. Like, we created so amazing. And I had to rush off to the North Coast. But, like, we created something so amazing. Today, it's just today.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? So it's been that. It was that, like, throughout December. Just trial and error. We're not selling anything. We're just working and just getting creative. You know, yeah, you understand? It's just like, let's do this.
Like, I'm happy you're happy, bro. Like, you look happy. You look fresh. Skin is glowing, done.
Aye, bro. Like,
that's healthy shit.
That's what it is for me. It's just that. So now we just... Because, like, I told my guys, I was like, what I want to do moving forward, like, I understand that we got to a point in time because, like, everything was expensive. Our space was big, you know?
Yeah.
What? Time?
Oh, no.
No.
She needs to go. But, yeah. Oh, we've gone over time.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so nice to talk. We should probably wrap this up, guys.
True.
Well, we'll do this again. Black House Talk.
Yeah, like, what I'm saying is definitely that I'm coming up with something.
Instagram handles.
Huh?
Instagram handles.
Personal one, at Sanele Pichele. You know, but like, stay glued to a temperature, TEMPRACHA. Just
TikTok
underscore.
Underscore, yeah.
At the end, yeah.
TikTok. You ain't on TikTok?
Nah.
TikTok.
Gotta get on the TikTok, boy.
Apparently, it's the new Instagram.
You're vibing with it hard.
And you can catch us on radiodr.co.za/Black House Talk. We're also on YouTube on Deeply Rooted DBN. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook, Deeply Rooted DBN. You can catch
Black House Talk.
New website coming soon with the new advert. I just haven't worked on it, but Black House Talk.
But it's been shot.
It's been shot. It just needs to be edited. It's on my plate just next week. Let's do this. Black House Talk. Thank you, everybody.
Easy.
Yeah. Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Shafuze, it is your girl, Luka Fabulous, Slendu Makepuli, Mtambo, Yegezela, I am the Zulu-based queen, and you are tuned into RadioDR.co.za.